You're going to be pleased to know the PM doesn't have to be in Auckland to understand the lockdown. As you heard, Barry Soper, kudos to him for being one of the last remaining press gallery operators who actually knows how to ask a proper question and insist on following it up. And if you heard it just a couple of moments ago, the Prime Minister lost the ability to handle it. So used to the soft soap acquiescence of the rest of the gallery, who are either asleep, spineless, or apparatchiks, she was well and truly taken aback when old father-to-be Barry rocks up with a few nerve-inducing questions around why she hadn't been to her hometown in months, why she hadn't visited the very electorate that sent her to Parliament to represent them, and most embarrassingly of all, just how is it she's got time to go to Europe when she doesn't have time to go to Auckland? Europe isn't official yet, by the way, and it's not official because they've yet again been caught out, embarrassed by being caught out, and don't know what to say. She did offer the issue of quarantine. A bit hard to go to Auckland when she would have to isolate, but clearly not so hard to go to Europe and one assumes self-isolate under their new business plan trial, which involves an embarrassingly infinitesimal number of spots, now reduced even further by the fact the PM and her cronies have taken them. Now, to be clear, I'm not against the PM leaving the country to mix with the world, mainly because I'm not against any of us leaving the country to mix with the world, but that's the rub. We can't leave because we can't come back, and we can't come back because we're all going to die. We can't leave Auckland, far less New Zealand, unless, of course, you're the Prime Minister, who no longer needs to be a local MP because she gets all there is to get by being hundreds of kilometres away. It's a special magic power. If you voted for this, I hope it's giving you pause for thought. How is it you got sucked into such arrogance? I mean, this is Helen Clark 2005 through 2008, except it's gone to Ardern's head at lightning speed. She lost touch in record time. Clark lost the country in the third term. Ardern's lost it in the second. The reason she went all purse-lipped at Barry is because they know we're onto it. They know they're in trouble. They know this looks like a sick joke. They know this is turning to shite. But the only trick they have left is to bully their way through it, ignore the tough questions, and hope the rest of the media remains enamoured enough to make the ride smooth enough to get out the other side.